And looking at the radar out there, because there would be radar that that it's racing, continuing to race. Actually, it's kind of
are they racing in Austin?
You know, they're going to. You know, you brought me that story, and I never had time to get to that, and it's still timely. But anyway, actually, it looks to be like there's some rain up there in Falls County, and God knows they need a good rinsing out out there, but. And it's just barely past the farthest western edge of Brazos County, but doesn't look like the prospect of rain looks good for today, but the numbers are just spectacular. I mean, you realize the chance of having a rain-soaked Santa at the BCS parade is looking better and better.
There's a reaction.
You mean the holiday parade?
Yeah, the holiday parade. Oh. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's the he's not happy about that. Oh, that got him up. Got him
Christmas
up off the
parade.
Yeah.
The 85th annual Bryan College Station Christmas parade.
Oh. He's the boss, the Texas broadcaster of the year.
Well, it was.
Yeah,
still the general manager.
Yeah. He'll always be T boy to us.
Yeah. You're always.
Not up in here. Area man, Mr. Ben Dow.
Okay, so does
we
it
need
because
to have boss of the year to that? Because as you know, I am that.
That's right. You're the boss of the year.
Okay, to see it, we're going to have to continue to do that because you know they still call Newt Gingrich Mr. Speaker. Okay,
sure.
He hadn't been the speaker in a long time. So are we going to have to call you boss of
Scott's
the year?
Whining.
Yeah, and all this?
Well, it's like president. It's
the day that ends in Y.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a point I've been making all along. Glad you noticed. It didn't take more than about a year or two.
Noticed that. Yeah,
I am a little disappointed in the weather that it waits 18 months to decide to have rain on our parade.
True.
But that's okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
Very
nice. And this was our all-inclusive parade too. I mean, we had everybody in it.
Oh.
We had 100 and we had 1 million entries.
Could
in
there
the parade
be, could there be any other groups that have not gotten a slot in this parade?
I think we're all there.
And, yeah.
The
and
way it works is unless there's lightning, unless there's
Tom gets on a gator and bitches people out. That's it. Oh, okay.
Wow.
You know we.
Oh, we're leaving that behind now, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know. That occupied at least 10 minutes at the post parade party last year.
Oh yeah.
I believe it was under the topic of we went through the agenda. It was called "What the hell got into Tom?"
This is becoming very uncomfortable.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, there's two sides to every story.
While we're being awkward on the radio, let's talk about Jesus.
While we're at it. Yeah. The way it works, unless there's cloud-to-ground lightning hitting in parking lot 50, that parade goes, baby.
What time's it go?
It goes at 2:00 on Sunday, and if you
not 2:01.
Yeah, and if you figure out if you make your own call. I mean, if you got a bunch of 4-year-olds on a float, then you probably and if it's pouring down rain, then that's fine. But then again, we've had this parade in the midst of 80% chance of rain before. All it's got to do is be dry for 4 hours, we just zip along. So.
But just the idea of being able to watch Penny and Rod in a cold, slanting rain is, you know.
Remember the year that they turned on the water sprinkler?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
They forgot to turn the sprinkler system off.
Yeah.
That was great. Penny hit a note she's never hit outside of your flute before. You know.
That's right. She replicated her flute.
Damn, Penny, that's pretty good. That's all right, girl. Good for you.
Our version of Friday Night Football stories. You wouldn't believe the time that.
Yeah. Oh, we got lots of those.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of those. Like the time that Tom lost his temper.
Man, he won't let it go, really.
No.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It all ended well. Anyway, the way it works is we'll have it. If you wonder if the parade's canceled, the odds are that it is not because it never has been.
Yeah.
And but we'll put it on our website. If something happens, but the parade won't be canceled. It is going to step off at 2:00, and all the entries make their own decision. If they show and go, they show and go. If you're in a car club or a tractor or something, I mean, you know, it's a little mist doesn't bother you. If you got a bunch of folks, grown ups and everything, they can put on some parkas and off they go.
It's a chance to just be one with the public.
The public shows up pretty good for these. Yeah. As a person who's seen all of them,
yeah,
I get to see the crowd. There's about a bazillion minivans backed up with their doors lifted up as kind of a rain
cooler's
shield.
Cooler's open, and
it's all right.
Got their fruit punch going and their little boxes of juice, and
it's going to happen. I mean, it always has. Yeah. Like I say, it could rain, it could storm, it could call it off for 4 hours, and that's all we need. From about 11 o'clock until 3:30, 4 o'clock, all I want.
Call it good.
That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Mr. Down's view of the big Christmas parade.
Whatever, but anyway, yeah. So there was another Santa sighting last night at Holiday Magic at the city of Bryan, and that one went off without a hitch last night. Must have been 300 kids there picking up candy canes from Santa Claus.
There you are.
And we were able to run a bunch of kids through because we had a professional photographer there taking pictures, as opposed to mom and dad getting into a little tiff over who was supposed to have charged the battery and the camera.
They got into a tax increment finance zone?
You think of everything.
I'll tell you what, that city's always looking for a way to make more money.
Isn't that where we were?
Yeah, one more tiff.
But, last year it was funny. I thought you charged up the camera. No, you were supposed to charge the camera. Well, the battery won't. Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
33 years ago, we had a simple idea. Make the best vehicles in America and once a year offer them with special savings. Today, it's a phenomenon. Toyota Thon is back. Now's the time to get an incredible deal on the Toyota you've been waiting for. Toyota Thon's the one place you'll see the reinvented 2012 Camry with higher rated MPG, 10 standard airbags, and an average MSRP lower than last year's model. Now get zero APR for 36 months on a new 2011 Corolla, or pocket $750 cash back, or lease for $179 a month for 36 months with $2199 due at signing. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. The biggest and best sales event of the year is going on now. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. KBB.com, cash back through TMS and GST, financing through TFS, lease based on model 1838, no security deposit required, tax title and license extra. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. All offers on approved credit. Offer ends 12/5/2011.
8:48, we do have one more Santa.
I love it when all the commercials have Christmas music in them. I live for this time of year. This is we got music in the halls.
We played Giselle McKenzie this morning.
That came after a struggle, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's here. I had it, and I hadn't thought about it. I was off on another direction. Excuse me, but the boys browbeat me into playing.
Dave South asks me when you're going to play that Rivers song.
Yeah, that's it.
What was it? Tom River? What's his
name? No, Bob Rivers.
Bob Rivers. Oh, yeah. Because that is his favorite parody of songs.
Which Bob Rivers song?
Walking Around in Women's Underwear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll start that probably next week. Yeah.
Well, I think you usually save that for the big. All You Need Is Elves is pretty good, too.
Well, I'm going to do Police Tow My Car, too.
Anyway, we do have another Santa sighting tomorrow. Saturday, tomorrow. From, I think, about noon or so, Santa's going to be at the Oval Office at the Bush Library taking pictures.
Sitting in the big chair?
Yeah. Santa's going to be there. And if you want to come over and have your picture made with Santa, you can just come on by the library.
All right. What time till what time?
I got to check on that, but I know it includes noon.
Hang out around noon.
It could be 11 to 2. It could be 12 to 2. But I know noon is included
part of the
in
equation.
There somewhere.
All right, very good.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
If I say microbrewery to you, you know what that means. They make the beer right there. I'm going to tell you about a micro winery where they make the wine right there. Now, the grapes aren't grown there because it's on Harvey Road and right down from Post Oak Mall, but it is the Perrine Winery, and they make the wine right there. Now, you can go in and try the wine. You can buy a glass or you can buy a whole bottle if you want to. You can bring your own food, in fact, and enjoy food from restaurants around and come in if you want to, you know, what kind of wine goes with whatever. You can match that up. So if you find a wine that you like, the folks there will prepare an entire batch for you. It's about 90 bottles, and they'll bottle it, cork it, the whole thing, put the label on it. Or you can do that yourself, bring your friends together, and kind of have a bottling party at Perrine Winery. If you want a custom label, they can create that for you. They also do half bottles, which would be great for gifts as well. Takes about 4 weeks to make the wine, but you're going, well, what if I want to do that right now? Well, they're always making wine at Perrin Winery. So if you want to get a batch of what they're doing right now, what they're making right now, they can cut you a deal there. They're open Wednesday through Thursday from 4 until 8, Fridays from 4 to 10, open until 10 on Saturday night, and then Sundays noon to 5. Here's a website. It's Perrin Winery, P-E-R-R-I-N-E, winery.com, or you can call Beth or Rick to find out more about it, 703-1843. Perrin Winery, a micro winery right there on Harvey Road. Kind of interesting. Hey, let's give away 695-1620 from our buddies at Brazos Valley Troop, Aggieland's Ambassadors of the Arts. Yes, a big deal they got going on. It's the best Christmas pageant ever, and I have certificate good for four people.
For four people, yep. Yeah. And it's good. Any of their performances, they got a performance tonight and tomorrow night and then next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep, 695-1620, 695-1620, and they're over on East 29th Street, is that right?
That's right. And what you're going to win is a pass that's good for four tickets.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. So there, can do that and be the bestest friends of three other people if you want to call up and get that 695-1620. All right, City of Detroit. City of Detroit.
Duck and cover.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Obviously continuing to be on the edge of financial ruin. The latest idea to save Detroit now is a lottery.
Like a Shirley Jackson lottery?
A lottery, yeah. A state legislator from Detroit, I'm shocked, says that the legislature is going to meet next week with the Michigan lottery officials to talk about a lottery whose proceeds would be specifically targeted for Detroit. Okay, I know. Why don't they just have a big garage sale?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that people in like the UP of Michigan would love to give money to Detroit. Let's just do that. Now, the problem is, if Detroit becomes the sole beneficiary of this special lottery, the state could then take back millions of dollars that they're already sending to the school system from current lotteries. Because that's part of the deal, just like it is here. Of course, all the money's for the children, remember? Yeah, do the lottery because all the money's for the children. Well, they're telling the same story.
Everything
there
that falls inside this circle.
Yeah. Over there.
Yeah.
So they might lose that money if they get this special lottery. So we'll see how that plays out. Oh, this got to make you feel good. We don't talk about this very much, but how are those elections going in Egypt? Have you noticed? This is not going well. The Islamist parties pretty much dominate. Now, they do their elections in a different way. They have rounds. I think they have three rounds in Egypt, but it's not doing well. The Muslim Brotherhood, about 50% of the vote all by themselves. And then there's some groups, there's a group called the Salafi Islamists who are even more fundamental and ultra-conservative, and they're winning seats too. So don't know exactly how it's going to go. It's one of those be careful what you wish for deals. But they still have two or three more rounds of elections. Okay, so we were talking earlier this morning. Who's going? Zynga's going IPO?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook is doing an IPO, too, and the economy is not a good economy. So you're saying, why would you do this now? Why don't you wait until things are a little bit better? Well, the New York Times is saying that the company has been handing out so many shares of their stock that federal regulators say, the rules have changed. Because the law says companies with more than 500 shareholders have to file reports, including financial audits to the SEC. So Facebook has probably passed that mark because a lot of employees who worked there for a long time exercised their options, selling their shares out to private investors to make money. And $1.5 billion in shares of the company has gone to private investors through Goldman Sachs. So they probably have more than 500 shareholders now. That's why they, by regulation, now have to have an IPO. So Zynga may be in the exact same situation. They may have done that and, started passing out shares like drunken sailors and, offend all the sailors out there.
Yeah.
That as a result they have to do that.
Yeah, we got a lot of ships in port here in our landlocked county.
Right. Hey, comes now the story of the 14-year-old in New York City who pepper sprayed her classmates. Happened Tuesday. Eight of them are in the hospital with minor injuries after the event. Police have issued a summons to the student who attends the Academy for Social Action.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
It does. The school's principal did not respond to a request for comment from the New York Daily News. That's it. Nothing like going ahead and pepper spraying your classmates. I think that's a nice thing. And if you think texting while driving is bad, this could be even worse.
Mm.
Metro says that a school bus driver in England caught on video doing Sudoku while driving the bus full of kids.
Oh, good.
Very nice.
That's pretty much a step up from texting.
That's
while driving.
True. I mean, actually, you know, trying to do the thought process, allegedly filled in answers with a pen.
Oh, a confident Sudoku player.
Very much, with the Sudoku book resting on the steering wheel during heavy rush hour traffic. Company that operates the bus line has fired the guy. Thank you. Duh. No-brainer. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
I suppose that, you know, the driver could argue that if they were in heavy traffic and it was stopped, that
sure, you know, but
what's the harm?
That's right. Put it right there on the steering wheel so as not to be distracted.
Just Brakes.
Bah, humbug. My brakes squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Vehicles. Offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The boss is coming to Austin. Bruce Springsteen will be the keynote speaker at the 2012 South by Southwest Music Festival. Annual event.
Speak or sing?
Well, yeah. He's the speaker. He's the keynote speaker.
Oh, really?
But I bet he'll sing.
What's he going to say? I was born in the USA.
Yeah. Yeah. I was born down in a dead man's town.
Yeah,
the first
exactly.
lick I took was when I hit the ground.
Yeah, it just doesn't come across as well.
No, it doesn't. Well, anyway.
He's going to riff like William Shatner.
Oh, please. Oh, please. March 13th, obviously, it's a big deal. Bruce and the E Street Band are going to hit the road next year for a world tour. So there you are.
Uh-huh.
And Coca-Cola says it'll stop production of the new white holiday cans just 1 month after they hit the shelves. Not a big hit. Did not work well. Once again, not as bad as the new Coke thing, but
was not good.
Not a good plan here. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
First nuclear chain reaction took place. Planned.
Really? Oh, planned. Good. Yeah, okay.
You know where it was? Under the football stadium.
Yeah, at the University of Chicago.
Right. They used to be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
110 years ago, the first safety razor with disposable blades by a fellow named King Gillette in Chicago. Yeah. He sold 51 razors. A year later, he sold 12 million of those little blue blades, so it worked out. And the very first, Model A rolled off the production line and into some 36 cities in U.S., Canada, and Europe. And Thriller. Remember the Thriller video?
It was
pretty amazing thing.
Oh, yeah.
1981, 30 years ago on this date. Okay, 45 seconds.
There are no new wide release movies coming out.
Oh.